Well, when it happened late last week and early this week, it was not the lead story on the 6 o'clock news, but it sure has affected quite a few folks' lives in a direct way. Titan Machinery is made an efficiency move. Basically, they are closing 12 stores, or let's see how they define it. Titan Machinery's chief marketing officer Jeff Bowman joins us. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Mick.
Thanks.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for coming on the radio. So, hey, 12 stores, Iowa, in Anthon and Cherokee, in Minnesota, Redwood Falls, Thief River Falls, down in Nebraska, Broken Bow and Wahoo, in North Dakota, Arthur, Kintyre, Culm, and Mayville, and in South Dakota, Milbank and Redfield. So these 12 stores are, are you closing them? Are they being shuttered? What's happening there?
Yeah, so those 12 stores will be closed, actually consolidating into nearby locations, and that really varies by location, but they'll remain open through March 31st and then close thereafter.
What led to this decision?
Yeah, so, you know, as you would expect, the ag economy is a piece of it, not the primary piece in this case. We've been responding like so many others to a down ag economy over the last 3 years. Our inventories are down over 50% to meet that down market demand. These changes have really been focused on how we come out of the trough strong, really better able to meet customer needs. And if I can just say, you know, one or two more things on that, machines keep getting bigger and more complex. Many of our customers are too, and in the past we've had what we internally call a strong store model, where it's really been up to that independent store to meet all needs of that local customer, and that's getting harder and harder to do. So step number one for us was we made a significant change to our operating structure, our management structure, as of February 1st, so that now a customer is supported not just by the local store, but by an area team. And that was step number one, which allows us to pull on resources from an entire area as opposed to just that local store. And then once we made that change, or as we worked through making that change, we started looking at all of those independent store locations and the capabilities at those stores and looking for where we could consolidate to be more efficient, as you mentioned.
Yeah, everybody who listens to this show, it's not news to them. The ag economy is down. It's tight. I think a lot of people, especially those in the iron industry, those selling and manufacturing machinery, tractors, combines, everything, the cash register hasn't been ringing much. So are you the canary in the coal mine, I guess is what I'm asking. Are you representative of things to come, or is this the beginning of, as you say, as you become more efficient and you're consolidating, is this better times ahead for Titan?
You know, I'm glad that you asked that, Mick, because, you know, interestingly, after a few days of discussions and my counterpart, our CFO, was out talking to analysts and investors, and one of the things they were asking very similarly is, you know, is there something you guys know that we don't know? And you know, should we be expecting more hard times to come because of this? And actually, that's not the case at all. This was not because we were drawing the trend lines and saying, you know, it's going to head further down or it's going to be a lot longer in this trough. In fact, once we had looked at our structure and again, the technology and precision farming and the complexity of how we need to support customers, we were trying to think of how we come out of this trough stronger and more prepared to meet customer needs. And that really led to this, even beyond the economic conditions. So please don't take this as a sign that it's, you know, just more and more trough to come and the trend lines are continuing to go down. We're seeing this as an important step that we had to make so that we can come out of the trough strong and better prepared to serve our customers.
All right. However, in these communities, a lot of communities and families and individuals are affected by this. And you say you're consolidating. So, and I know you have offered some positions, or you're able, hoping to transition people to some other dealerships. But, you know, like Milbank and Redfield, there are some nearby towns where you still have dealerships. But would people have to move or, you know, commute every day? How do you see this playing out in people's in families' lives?
Yeah, that's really been the toughest part of all of this. And, you know, 95% of all of Titan Machinery is out there in local communities, right? Not here in West Fargo. So that's been the better part of, you know, 3 months plus going through these decisions. And so the... where at all possible, and really our strong preference, is that we move employees, or we provide employees the opportunity to go down the road and continue serving customers, in many cases the same customers. So we began to post positions the day of, or the day after we sat down with employees and let them know, we began to post those positions in neighboring communities so that we can retain as many, you know, service technicians and parts counter folks, sales positions as possible. And that's what the employees are working through right now, is looking at those open positions. One of the reasons why we didn't hang a sign, stores closed, was how important it was to take customers and employees through a transition and give them some time and make sure they had the opportunity to look at what was out there. And so that's the process that we're going through. But you're absolutely right. It's really been tough out at these stores.
All right, visiting with Jeff Bowman, the Titan Machinery Chief Marketing Officer. Hey, Jeff, you closed in four states. You closed two stores in each one of those states. In North Dakota, you closed four stores. Does this say anything about the North Dakota ag economy?
Oh, no. Good question, Rick. First off, I think North Dakota may have started with a couple more locations than those other states, but really four of the smallest stores that we closed were in North Dakota. Also, just from a location standpoint, tended to be a little bit closer to neighboring stores and easier for customers and also employees to get to as we make a transition. So those smaller stores make it tougher to meet customers' demands, as I said, where we have limited shop space and tooling and more limited technical expertise just based upon numbers. So please don't take it as an indicator of worse conditions in North Dakota at all. That's not the case.
All right. And we thank you very much, Jeff Bowman, Chief Marketing Officer, Titan Machinery. A lot of farmers have tightened a lot of belts, and a lot of people in the ag industry have done belt tightening. So, again, no surprise. So thanks for coming on the radio to visit with us, Jeff.
Thanks for having me on, Mick.
You're very welcome.